This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. South Africa swears in a new president, Nigerians bid to buy a British soccer team, and former President Bill Clinton convenes celebrities and changemakers in New York around the issues of global poverty. That's all in our Africa update, and for more, we've got Bill Fletcher. He's a senior scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies and former president of Trans-Africa Forum. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So it sounds very schmancy. You've got, you know, celebrities and people from NGOs coming to something called the Clinton Global Initiative. It had its annual meeting in New York last week. I know because I was there and I got stuck in some of the traffic that included those people. So how important is this? I mean, there are different convenings of people around issues like global poverty, but how important is this one?
Well, I'll give you two answers on that, Farai. On the one hand, yes, this is an important gathering, and former President Clinton has assembled with his initiative quite a list of important people. There's major money that's involved in this, so it's not just show and glitter. There is something here. My other answer, though, is something that I've been thinking about for quite some time, but this conference really raised it to the level of, here's the problem. Clinton and others treat the problems of Africa as problems, and this is also an issue with Bono. They treat it as something that needs to be handled through essentially donors, foundations, private donors. They treat it as if it's a charity case, as opposed to that the problems that face Africa are problems that are very much linked up with what governments have done in the past and should be doing in the future. So I get very uneasy about these private ventures.
So what is the other option? I mean, you know, celebrity activism has become one of the hallmarks of the late 20th, early 21st century. And you mentioned Bono. He's definitely an example of that. Angelina and Brad. Is there a good role for people who have that kind of power, that kind of public position?
Yes, absolutely. I'm please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to trash Bono or Angelina Jolie or other people. It's more that there's a problem in the way we think about this, that charity, foundations, giving ends up substituting for government policy. That's more what I'm trying to get at. And that it seems to me that what we need from someone like former President Clinton is someone who is an advocate for the policies that the U.S. government and other governments in the global north, Europe and Japan particularly, should be doing. And that we need that sort of pressure. When you have individual giving, it lets governments off the hook. It makes it appear once again that the problems that face Africa and other parts of the global south are natural problems, problems that have nothing to do with history, problems that are just examples of an unfortunate set of circumstances, as opposed to, Farai, that there's history linked here and that governments do have an obligation to step forward and help.
Well, let's move on to South Africa. Last week, just days after the South African president, Thabo Mbeki, announced his resignation, the deputy leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress Party was formally sworn in as South Africa's new president.
I, Kgalema Petrus Motlanthe, swear that I will be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and will obey, observe, uphold, and maintain the Constitution and all other law of the Republic, and I solemnly and sincerely promise that I will always promote all that will advance the Republic and oppose all that may harm it.
What do we know about Motlanthe?
Certainly in South Africa, they know a lot more than we do here, because in the United States, we don't get a great deal of information about the real politics that's going on in South Africa. What we can say is that he is a caretaker. He is clearly not being positioned to formally succeed President Mbeki. that what we witnessed was a falling out within the ANC that was brought on largely by arrogance within the Mbeki camp and the failure of Mbeki to secure the sorts of alliances that he needed in order to continue his administration. What we're not seeing, in some ways I'd say unfortunately, is a real struggle around policy, basic policy, economic policy, particularly with regard to South Africa.
Now, South Africa is preparing, among other things, to host the 2010 World Cup, seen as a huge, huge win for South Africa to host this enormous and vaunted soccer tournament. But some people are also saying that, you know, the last time I was in South Africa was roughly 18 months ago. And some people were saying, you know what, you haven't seen anything yet when it comes to crime. If our issues as poor people are not addressed, you will see a whole bunch of crime targeting tourists when they come in 2010. That's got to make the government afraid. How are things going to be prepared in terms of relating to actual South Africans in advance of a big world event like that?
Well, I guess a part of that depends on what economic policies are pursued by the new government. But I think that the other thing that I would guess is that South Africa is not going to permit the soccer tournament to be deep sixed. They're not going to. They're not going to permit it to be a failure. And whether that means a massive mobilization of police, taking extraordinary actions to secure the situation for the tourists and participants. But I think that more than that, the people of South Africa, I don't know whether you've had this experience, but when I've been there, the joy that exists within South Africa that this is going to happen in 2010, people don't want to see this fail. And I think that the regular people on the streets will themselves take action. They want this to be
a
success.
There's actually a related topic that I just want to do a quick little touch on, which is that a consortium of Nigerian businessmen has made a bid to buy Newcastle United, which is a British soccer team. And reportedly, these men have come up with about $620 million so far, are looking for an additional $200 million plus or minus. So do you think that this is you know, kind of the colonies going back and saying, hey, we're staking our claim on your land? And what does it really mean?
I think it's the Nigerian equivalent of the U.S. buying Beckham. You know, it's like, let's get our piece of the rock. Let's get let us demonstrate to the world that we're in this game. And it seems like the most ridiculous use of money that I could imagine at a time like this.
Well, on that note, Bill, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bill Fletcher is a senior scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies and the former president of TransAfrica Forum. He's also the author of Solidarity Divided, The Crisis in Organized Labor and a New Path Towards Social Justice. He was at NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters.